This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
All right, how are we feeling? Just a pretty standard question, hours away from a huge game in Pittsburgh. We haven't had a lot of these. We had a play-in game last week. It was a quasi-playoff game, but a lot of us, like myself, were down in the dumps because they had just lost to the Browns the week before. Now they're coming off one of the most dramatic, energizing wins in Steelers history, I would say. And here come the Houston Texans, who have the longest winning streak in the NFL at 9 games. Malzi, my take is this, and we'll see if people like it or not, agree with it or disagree with it. I got to see the Steelers win one of these games before I predict it. So I am excited for tonight's game. I heard Pomp give an impassioned speech today about enjoying the moment was his big speech to fans. You got to enjoy the moment because there were some people that were calling up picking the Texans, and that got on Bob's nerves a little bit. He was trying to remind them that we don't get a lot of these and we should embrace it. Well, to me, those are two different things. I can want the game, have excitement for the game, want to be entertained by the game, but also just I'm still weighed down by all of their playoff failures. And I'm not going to predict a playoff success until I actually see one. How about you?
I'm feeling similar as far as my prediction, but I'm ready to like fire up any given Sunday. What is it? Pacino gives the 9 inches in front of your face speech, or how many ever inches that is? 6 inches, Donnie. What is it from that movie? Any given Sunday.
I don't think I've seen it.
He's like, you got to fight for the six inches or whatever in front of your face.
I've seen people post the video, but I don't actually think I've seen that movie.
I'm ready to like.
Do I need to go see it?
Will it
fire me up for tonight?
It's Oliver Stone. So it's like
that's all that needs to be said. It's an Oliver Stone movie.
Do you like the movie JFK or anything like that?
Kevin Costner in it. Too long.
The Magic Bullet Theory, all that. Anyway, I think it's Oliver Stone. It's a very famous speech, and I am fired up. But this is where I immediately have to like, you know, take the exit ramp here. And say, just because I'm fired up doesn't mean I'm like ready to run through a brick wall and say they're going to win. Yeah. I think you strive to do this. I know I strive to do this. I think Donnie does this. I think it's why people like this show. I think we are authentic. I don't think there's pretty much ever anything contrived here unless we're like openly admitting we're contriving something and having a laugh about it. I try to be as authentic as I can. And if I were to come on here and say, they're going to win, baby, hell yeah, that would be me contriving my actual feelings about this game. And like this idea that Pomp and other people are floating out there that you can't be excited about the game if you think that they are more likely to lose than to win, which is how I feel right this second.
Yeah.
I just think that's like a weird version of fan policing.
I'm hoping for an undersell and overdeliver night. Go into this game with low expectations because that's what I'm accustomed to watching in the playoffs from them, and keeping my fingers crossed and praying for a better result. That's really it here for me. And there are reasons to think it will go better. I will say out loud that I think the weekend of watching football helped with that. All the home teams either won or played close games. There was only one blowout, and that was last night, the Chargers with no offensive line and Herbert turning into a pumpkin in the playoffs repeatedly. They're the one team that lost by double digits. Everybody else played a competitive game, including an 8-9 football team against a Super Bowl favorite. That was a great game Saturday. If the Panthers can do that to the Rams, why can't the Steelers hang around against the Texans? But for every stat about Monday Night Football records and the Texans' road records and the playoffs, you have Mike Tomlin in the playoffs lately. You have Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs lately. You have their last 6 playoff games and their last 8 years of playoff games. And even more so, you have how they've performed against playoff teams this year. Rodgers' numbers against those teams, teams that were good enough to make the playoffs. And it doesn't make me feel good inside. I'm going to block all those things out once I get to watching the game. But right now, I'm going in as a fan thinking that I'm going to see a different looking game, but one that has the same result. They're not going to get down 28-0 like they did the last time they hosted a playoff game. They will hang around in the game, but they're playing the number one defense in the NFL. And I think Steelers fans, and I get it, they're fans. Like, fans are, I think most fans, especially when there's a big game, want to believe that their team is going to win. But there's been this weird, Stroud's actually not good, the Texans defense is overrated. These types of opinions have started to seep in
Perk
to the
Rogers
conversation.
Is here. Here comes Perk Rogers.
Like, I heard a lot of the morning show, and even Crowley tweeted about it. He was stunned by the amount of Steelers positivity he heard, which fans are allowed to do, but I've been beaten down by them too
much
in playoff
games. Didn't he succumb to that positivity, though? Didn't he go from they're going to lose to by the end of the show he actually predicted a win? He got completely caught up in it.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
That's
peak. I mean, that's classic Crowley for you.
I think that my
other... So that means every single person... Sorry to cut you off. If Adam picked the Steelers, that means every host on the station so far has picked them? Because the midday show was a clean sweep for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Crowley picked them. I don't know if Dorn was allowed to give a pick. Maybe he'll put it on social.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Media. I think Kabali also did the same flip-flop. I saw him on TV last night.
What did he do?
Well, he came in here on Friday with us and said the Texans were going to win. Then last night on the showdown, he said the Steelers actually have more advantages in this game, including facing an inconsistent Texans defense. Oh, he did stick with them?
He did.
I mean, based on what I heard this morning with Adam.
So he keeps going back and forth then. He's like a great tennis match. He's volleying with himself back and forth on who he thinks is going to win.
I just think that when you're in a game, in a playoff game, atmosphere in the run-up, like I even remember back before Super Bowl 45, I think I was the only person to pick the Packers because I just thought they were going to win a close game. Got pilloried for it, whatever.
Pilloried?
Here's what I want to know.
People were getting pilloried for
that. I was getting pilloried. Anyway, Mike Tomlin finally gets, this is where I'm kind of at like intellectually about the game. I'm leaning Texans here. I absolutely think the Steelers can win. How about this for Mike Tomlin? You've been, I think, boat raced basically since the first quarter of the 2016 AFC title game, 73-0 in first quarters. That's a coaching thing for me more than it is anything else.
Yeah.
He finally gets to coach in a game against an opponent that I think is the kind of game he desperately wants to coach. It should be a slugfest. It should be a battle of physicality. It should be a pretty low-scoring game. Did it have the lowest total of any game this weekend? Of all six wildcard games?
Yeah, it did, by far. It was under 40.
So they're under 40. They had games like Jags-Bills, I think, was 50.5. Like, they had these games where they were supposed to be very high-scoring games. This is supposed to be a knife fight, a rock fight. A blunt object meets blunt object, and then whoever's left standing is the winner. Mike, you get to finally coach in a game that's like right up your alley. Show me something.
But it's right up their alley, too. They're the best defense in the NFL.
And therein lies the problem and a major reason I can't pick the Steelers right now. Because the Texans are just like looking in a mirror, except what you see in the mirror is younger, faster, more violent, more physical, and a little bit better.
412-928-9370. No other pregame show is going to take your calls. So we'll do that now. 4 hours of festivities, actually longer than that, will lead you right up to kickoff here on the station. Your take on Steelers-Texans is what right now? 412-928-9370. Is tonight the night the longest playoff win drought since Chuck Knoll was hired ends for the Steelers and they finally break through and make it to the next round? And we know at this point they'll play New England, which is a place they've already gone and won this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.